Scott of SJ, Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 344. What are the technologies to merge man and machine on a slow roll basis? This gateway technology to transhumanism. Above and beyond the as the days of Noah Devil Juice, the nanotech in us. Bill Gates just admitted it. Self-assembling nanotech in you. Check out that podcast we did a couple podcasts ago. You can't make this stuff up. We've been covering it for 3 years. This is a Watchman End of Days news ministry where we believe in the end of days, old men will have dreams, young people will have visions. And the other day I had a dream, and it was a work environment that people in this white-collar work environment were forced to wear contact lenses that were computers for monitoring productivity. And what was strange is my dream morphed into people doing evil at work. Affairs, cheating, bribery, evil. I got the sense it's part of this optogenetics, which is mind control that we always talk about. This fourth beast system, iron mixed in clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. The seeds of men will not cleave. It's a genetic seed war to steal your free will, to steal your soul. And if you survive it, you're going to be a pet. You're going to be a slave. They want you to be a pet and a slave in the end of days. They want to defile what God created. That's the goal of Lucifer, my friends. But is this a stepping stone, this computer contact lens, is it a stepping stone for transhumanism, merging man and machine that World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab always talk about? Remember, Noah Harari said free will is dead. Measure everything under the skin. This is part of it, my friends. But let's read. This is from MasterCard. And go to sjwellfire.com and type in MasterCard. We've done a couple podcasts. Who's your master? Part of this beast system, my friends. But let's read from their newsroom. Smart contact lenses bring invisible computing, get this, into the eye of the beholder. Doesn't that scream beast system? A copycat of the word of God? Smart contact lenses bring invisible computing into the eye of the beholder. So some questions that I have, right? How does this tie you into the Internet of Brains? The Internet of Things with this nanotech, this self-assembling nanotech, this wireless body area network. Will this computer that's on your eye, will it work with nanotech in you? How will it work with Microsoft's 06 patent that involves cryptocurrency that monitors you under the skin? Remember the World Economic Forum CEO, I think he was from Nokia, don't quote me on that, basically said you're going to be the cell phone by 2030. Is this a slow step towards that, like the Apple goggles that we covered? Merging man and machine, merging the virtual augmented reality world to ours. There is just a laundry list of companies working on this. And some of the big players too, Google, Samsung, Microsoft, Sony, Mandela. Some companies I've never heard of, but are probably aligned with the beast system, if I was to take a guess. But I want to highlight a company, and actually they stopped funding it, but it was really the most in-depth detail. And again, it's off of this smart contact lens article from MasterCard, bring invisible computing into the eye of the beholder. But let's read. Smart contact lenses bring invisible computing into the eye of the beholder from MasterCard Newsroom. Mojo Vision, a California-based company, has developed smart contact lenses that put micro LEDs and augmented reality graphics on the user's eye. The Mojo lens prototype is said to accelerate the development of invisible computing, an emerging field where data is available and presented to users only when needed. I mean, this is what I found absolutely wild. The lenses are built with a short-range proprietary wireless radio. Can you believe that? These contact lenses have a wireless radio, a tiny ARM CPU. They have a motion tracking capability. They have a gyroscope and magnetometer. The company hopes the Mojo lens will change the lives of individuals with vision impairment by improving their ability to perform daily tasks. It's always launched for good. Perkins also envisions athletes using the lens to stay focused, train harder, and reach peak performance. Now, I want to read this sentence. Perkins also envisions people in the workforce using the lens to stay focused, work harder, and reach peak performance or reach productivity performance. This screams Big Brother to me. And again, this project is put on delay. I personally think so much technology has already been invented 50 years ahead of our time. I remember hearing somebody on a Navy ship said they had fax machines in the early 50s on naval machines. And I don't think we actually got those fax machines until the early 80s. So do they already have this technology with soldiers in the military-industrial complex? I'm just saying, my friends. People would get very, very suspect if all of a sudden they launched contact lens computers if they didn't have trials and tribulations with the launch plan. But so many of the big players are working on this technology to ultimately merge man and machine, and it will be Big Brothers on steroids. All of this reminds me of predictive programming, the movie The Cell and The Kingsman. And putting a computer in your contact lens really moves us more to 2030 and the technology the Nokia CEO basically mentioned. You're going to be the cell phone by 2030. But the movie The Cell, the classic scene, I never watched the movie, I just saw some of the trailers. Cell phones went off and it became a zombie apocalypse and just mass murder. And then The Kingsman had a similar situation where the cell phone, a certain frequency hit and everybody went mad and wanted to kill everybody. And what's crazy, what's absolutely insane, is you can go to Final Days Report and type in episode 141 or Operation Crimson Mist or Divide and Control. This technology has been reported to be done in Rwanda with that genocide. I think over 1 million people died in the 90s. So this technology is old. And we showed a video within our ministry of how they controlled a mouse to kill. It's called optogenetics. Do not put anything in you. Try to eat as close to nature as you can. Grow your own food. Pray over your food, my friends. So the goal with this beast system is ultimately to steal your soul, to take away your free will, to be their slaves and pets. That's their goal on this technology, this bioengineering, biohacking technology. So I was just playing around and trying to see where this could go south. And all of this reminds me, if this is a computer system and it sees what you see better than what a cell phone does, tied into this AI system across all the different inputs and output measuring capabilities that they have, you know, you need to think of Elon Musk's companies with these smart cars. You need to think about the 5G towers. So again, I was just thinking about how could this be used with Microsoft's 0606 patent, right? This patent describes a system that uses body activity data to mine cryptocurrency. It highlights the potential for bioengineered devices to be used in ways that could impact individuals' privacy and autonomy. And if this thing has mind controlism with a nanotech that self-assembles in us, that wires part of the brain, I mean, good night. How does this work with the Internet of Bodies? As part of the Internet of Bodies, devices like smart contact lenses could potentially be networked together, providing a continuous stream of biometric and behavioral data. This could enable real-time monitoring of individuals' health, activities, and even emotions, and it can plant memories and erase memories. Ultimately, for surveillance, that's what I saw in my dream. That was the excuse for productivity. Devices like smart contact lenses could potentially be used to collect a wealth of data about individual activities, behaviors, and even emotional states, raising significant privacy concerns, not only your, if you're wearing these things, but others. Feeding into this beast system, my friends. And all of this reminds me of predictive policing. That's why we're seeing lawlessness. Lawlessness is happening, so we basically start to scream for predictive policing, AI policing, pre-crime, they'll call it. Bioengineering devices like smart contact lenses could provide additional data points for predictive models used by law enforcement agencies to anticipate criminal activity. If they know your thoughts, they're coming for you, my friends. As Klaus Schwab's own book said, before you actually are able to go to another country, we'll do a brain scan on you to see if you're a criminal. Now, this is an old slide that we've been talking about for 3 years. And again, I had a dream in 2008. The Antichrist was hit with the spear of destiny. his head was placed on a mega computer later. I think that is a quantum computer that speaks to other dimensions that runs AI. So Lucifer is the great copycat. AI will be omnipresent, especially if they can monitor you, if they can plant thoughts, take away thoughts, and give you thoughts. Mind controlism, optogenetics. AI is the fake God. 5G, 6G is the fake Holy Ghost. You need to think of Starlink. I saw in my dream this fake resurrection of the Antichrist that actually was part of AI, this transhumanism agenda. And I'm going to show an article. Brain cells are running AI computers. You can't make this up. And in my dream, I saw a beautiful hologram that just looked real. It looked like it was the Antichrist sitting in small towns all around the world. And the mark of the beast, the Bible is very explicit about it, but we cannot defile ourselves with their nanotech. Run from it, my friends. They want us to be part of this hive mind. They want us to be biohacked. They want us to lose our free will where we can't even make a choice to follow Jesus Christ. And their technology is so far above and beyond a little nano chip, a little chip. We need to really, really wake up, my friends. And this fourth beast system, again, iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixing you, nanotech mixing you. As the days of Noah, our ministry's point of view, that was a DNA defilement play. That's what they're pushing for now. But you can't make this up. Going back to the Antichrist having a fake resurrection, researchers plan supercomputers that are powered by human brain cells. Check out Final Days Report 342. Bill Gates admits nanotech in the vaccines. Let's talk solutions, because there's some good news. And I'm a Watchman News ministry. You know, I come to warn. That is my goal, to warn you so the blood doesn't fall back on my head and inspire you. We need to be a light in these days. It's a great time to be alive. And no, I don't think you're getting raptured out of here with a preacher rapture. I just don't think that's scriptural. Go to SJ Welfare and type in how to read the book of Revelation. But let's go a little bit deeper in just nanotechnology. Right? This is somewhat repetitive for those that listen to me, but powering nanotechnology technology using body energy, researchers are investigating ways to harness the body's energy to power nano devices. Amherst, we've covered this article three or four times, has invented a low-cost, innovative way to harvest waste energy from visible light communication, VLC, by using the human body as an antenna. This waste energy can be recycled to power an array of wearable devices or even perhaps larger electronics. So would this power the computer that is your contact lenses? How would they power these contact lenses? They're going to harness your body energy. Using the human body as an antenna, but I guess if they have a radio in this contact lens, you know, somehow there'll be an antenna hooked up to you. The concept of using a human body as an antenna is also being explored. The project called Human Antenna uses the human body as an antenna for sensing whole body gestures. This approach requires minimal instrumentation to the user, enables truly mobile applications. Your eye. Another research at Purdue University has developed a new method of communication that will keep medical devices, wearables, and other devices on or near the body more secure, that they are using low power wireless signals to communicate with one another. This is just bioengineering, biohacking you. It's demonic. It's absolutely demonic. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of this video on some of the technology. Let's roll it.
Mojo Vision is probably one of the most well-funded, promising, augmented smart contact lenses being produced right now. But one thing that I'm not seeing in other YouTube videos is what the actual contact lens is. And it's actually a contact lens that a lot of eye doctors already prescribe and fit on their patients, including me. So I wanted to make a video about this, kind of go over the hardware of what's built into the contact lens and what practical implications these contacts might have. Let's focus in. Big recent news from Mojo Vision is now they actually have the contact lens with all of their hardware built into it, which actually makes it the first functioning smart augmented reality contact lens. Now the next big steps are to improve on their software development, but one of the biggest remaining hurdles is to actually make it safe to wear on the eye. They need FDA approval to make this contact lens a viable option. So I'm just doing the finishing touches on this video, and I just ran across an article that Mojo Vision just started in-eye testing. Now, this was on their CEO. He was able to wear the contact for an hour, so they're starting with baby steps. But that's kind of a big deal. They're actually putting the contact lens in an eye. That's huge. Just a quick run through of the actual hardware, the actual technology they were able to place and fit into a contact lens. They have the smallest and densest micro LED display for dynamic content at 14,000 pixels per inch. They custom designed an accelerometer, a gyroscope for ultra precise eye tracking, which is really key for AR because they need to know exactly where your eye is looking in order to know where to put that augmented reality display. They have a medical grade power system with medical grade solid state batteries. And they had to develop an eye controlled user experience because you don't have a controller or a mouse for the cursor. Your eyes are the cursor. So they had to figure out a way for your eyes to know and tell what you want to look at on the display. Crazy stuff. By the way, this is not one of the Mojo smart contact lenses. I just took a scleral lens and a soft colored contact lens and put it in there. So, I just wanted something that maybe looked like it. Now, what exactly is the contact lens? They were able to fit all of this technology in there. These smart contact lenses are actually made from scleral lenses. And scleral contact lenses have actually been around for a while now. I've been fitting them on patients since I graduated.
If one of the companies that we mentioned earlier figures this technology out and it will measure your productivity at work, don't do it. Some of you refuse to take the poison poke. This could be another one of those things that could be dangerous, my friends. So Proverbs 27:12, I want to finish here. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You need to put all of this in perspective. A computer for your eye, a gateway to merges, man and machine, the fourth industrial revolution, according to the World Economic Forum, Big Brother on steroids that fits this beast system with 5G, 6G, artificial intelligence, the Antichrist running the system, showing up as a hologram, and the defilement of the temple of God with mind controlism that we all know is happening, especially if you follow this channel. The youth are all over this. They can't wait. I was reading the comments on some of these videos, and they cannot wait for augmented reality as part of their contact lenses. For those of you supporting this ministry, I pray that you are blessed, and thank you for your support and prayers and insights. Any key things you think I should look into, please send them my way at scott@sjwellfire.com. If you need some prayers, email me as well. And make sure you have a blessed day. God bless.